Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. On this week's Talking Politics, political science professor Dr. Terry Smith is back to tell us what he and other political commentators are observing in the local and national political arena leading up to the 2016 election season.
A political website I follow said last week, Election Day 2015, Republicans win big. They won the Kentucky governorship, a rare event, the Mississippi governorship, not rare, and held the Virginia State Senate despite a big Democratic effort. The 2015 election results and $2 will buy Republicans an espresso in the Cougar Cafe on the Columbia College campus. Historically, odd-year elections are harbingers of not much. The same day, I saw my friend, who is a Democrat, very wise and well-connected. I pitched Democrats have a lock on the Electoral College to him, and he agreed, saying that a Bush or Rubio candidacy will move Florida into the GOP column, leaving them only 60 electoral votes short, with the Democrats still needing only 30 from all the battleground states. Too bad Missouri is no longer a battleground state. My friend shares my puzzlement at the Bush campaign and agrees that his biggest problem is that he doesn't have the fire in his belly for the job. And it shows. He thinks Kasich would be the strongest GOP candidate if he could break out of the pack, but there's no clear path for that. He thinks Clinton will be elected unless, and I quote, she is indicted. We kicked around the notion that the party of the incumbent loses after a party holds the office for two terms, as happened five times since 1960. I think the one time the incumbent party did not lose, 1988, is the guiding example. George H.W. Bush was elected to serve Reagan's third term, and the 2016 fundamentals favor Clinton serving Obama's third term. We agree that while Missouri is now a red state at the presidential and state legislative levels, it is still possible for Democrats to elect statewide officers. Democrats should hold the governorship, despite Koster's ethical challenges, in no small part because Republicans are locked in another divisive primary with several well-funded candidates. He thinks that the Republican legislature's refusal to expand Medicaid will bring lots of Democrats to the polls. I'm skeptical. More likely to bring lots of Democrats to the polls is their superior get-out-the-vote technology. Locally, he is optimistic that Democrats will reclaim the state Senate seat and at least one state House seat. He thinks Representative Hartzler is vulnerable if Democrats can field a strong candidate, which they have not the last two elections. Again, I'm skeptical. Except for Boone County, the fourth is a pretty conservative red district. It's so much fun to talk about elections a year out from them. Everything is written on the wind. This is Terry Smith.
Check back at KBIA.org for continued coverage and commentaries leading up to the 2016 elections. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. Thanks to Dr. Smith for joining us. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.